did a lot of work into a UFO event in South Africa, which didn't happen too long ago. What does
I've had several opportunities to work in South Africa over the last 20-some years, and I have on my website, futurescience.org, 10 minutes of an interview done by my colleagues who recently were in the area of what is called Lepalale, which is a small city near the Botswana border to the north of South Africa. And those out there who hear the program who can go to futurescience.org and download will actually hear the interview with the young gal by the name of Leonie Ross, who reports some paranormal events took place at a time when she heard the sound of thousands of Airbus turbines, as she refers to it, strong vibrations that shook the windows of her house. Now, this happened just recently in December, December 30th, just a month ago, and we've got pictures on our website showing that there was strange color phenomena. A strange pillar-like object was seen with clouds of different color, and suddenly a massive explosion took place, suggesting that this may have been some type of technology that was either being tested by some government in the area or it was a genuine UFO event. So we had a field investigation effort to go and talk to the person who chartered a helicopter to scour the area to look for details, to talk to other people in the community who described the object as very huge. And in all terminology aside, the event doesn't fit the classical situation of a meteorite. It's clearly a UFO object of some sort, a gigantic event to take place.
If you had to weigh odds that these craft would be earthbound, you know, built by man, what percent would you throw that way, JJ?
I would say it could easily be upwards of 3 to 5% of these events could be what some would call interterrestrial or terrestrially based, in the sense that they have their source of origin someplace here on our planet. I know the gentleman who took over the French SEPRA group, right, Yves Villard, a man of great distinction who had a background with the Concorde plane development and the Ariane rocket system for the French government, believes that something on the order of 13.5% of these events are real. But if they are real, what percentage of those are related to origins here on planet Earth? My suspicion is these questions can only be answered by more documentation that would have to come out from other government sources.
And if you only had one case that was bona fide and extraterrestrial, that's all you need to prove the existence in these.
Well, I was down in Ecuador a year ago with several people in a remote area of southern Ecuador. And at night, one of the mountains lit up literally with colors. The natives of the area said that that particular mountain had been a station for extraterrestrial probes coming in and out of the Ecuadorian area. So in the area of southern Ecuador, I had the privilege of talking briefly with ex-astronaut Brian O'Leary and others who have observed that there are key areas on our planet that seem to be the beehives of activity where the extraterrestrials may be returning to scenes of experimentation or where they seeded certain biological experiments tens of thousands of years ago. I mean, these are all questions that are up in the air, but in so many words, I believe the reason for visitation is multi-level, including the nuclear activity, the possibilities of technological destruction, the possibilities of planetary suicide if we do not control our planetary and environmental situation.
I was going to say, the Earth changes. It is very interesting, JJ, that this planet is going through rapid planetary changes. I mean, rapid changes. What we could have just talked about a few years ago all seems to be coming to pass. And all of a sudden, we get this UFO activity at the same time. You know, I'm the kind of guy that says there are no coincidences. Things happen for a reason. The possibilities here are very strange.
Well, another investigator we'd like to mention is J.J. Valesco from GAPON and other areas of French research on UFOs, who came out with his book, OVNIs, The Evidence. And he was also connected with SAPRO and suggested that there was a connection with nuclear facilities that were being watched and targeted by UFO activity. I had the opportunity in 1986 to be in Brazil in an area called Salto de los Campos in southern Brazil, which is the center of IMPE, which is the Brazilian equivalent of NASA, giving a lecture. And at that time, a flotilla of spaceships came over the area. And as a result, inquiries showed that the Brazilians were building a private nuclear facility that the citizens of Brazil were not aware of. The long and short of this was it sort of blew the whistle on an illegal operation, and the developments on this nuclear facility were neutralized. So it could be argued, along with our other French colleagues, that there seems to be a real serious concern by the positive UFOs that we as a humanity may be losing it. And the uncertainty footprint of unpredictability is still out there. We are being watched very carefully to see whether we're going to take this great leap forward as a positive, unified civilization, or whether we're going to fall back to tribal warfare and to the use of high technology to deal with situations that may be very, very unpleasant.